So after what feels like forever, we've finally got the new season of The Real Housewives of Miami. It is back on Hayu. Episode 1 has dropped and this cast is red hot. They are working overtime. And when I say they, I mean all the full-time housewives and the friends of. This is by far the most hard-working cast. That and Salt Lake City, I think those two casts collectively bring the most when it comes to housewives. You've got so much that's been happening with Alexia and Todd. You know, we're hearing about the breakup and how he moved everything out in front of Frankie. Like that's been huge. You've got Adriana who's talking dirty to some guy and it's like, I'm blushing. I'm like, oh my God, you're talking about having sex 7 or 10 times? Like what? Nearly fell off my chair yesterday. I was watching that. You've got Jody, who is the boyfriend of Lisa, having a party. And then there's all of this controversy because him and his mates are going into a closed room for some AC, which they're saying is air conditioning. But, you know, there's all this, is that code for cocaine? You think it is?
Wouldn't the whole house have air conditioning?
Well, I mean, you would think, yes. I hadn't thought of it like that. But then there's this element of it was it his party? It was Jody's party. But he doesn't really want to be on camera. So all of his friends didn't want to be in the same room as all the cameras. So they've all kind of gone to their own little separate party within the party because the camera's around. So they're trying to justify it that way and saying it really was hot and there was air conditioning in that room. So I don't know. But it's Miami and I think one of the statements from one of them was like, even if they were, or even if we were, as if everyone else isn't doing it either.
True. It's just strange that they kept it on camera.
Yeah, like they're saying they've come out and said that the editing was shady, like that it's very specific editing from the producers. Yep. So
maybe they want this conversation, the producers want this conversation happening. Mm. Could have been. But either way, if you don't want to be on camera, why? Like it's just, to me, it's hard work. Why have your party be part of the show? I don't know. I feel like maybe it has been edited in to get people talking. And it's worked.
It's worked. But, I mean, there's so much going on for a first episode. You've got Martina and Julia getting their two babies. Then there's a beef with Gertie because Julia wasn't on the phone call where she told them all about it. You've got Larsa beefing with Lisa. And it's just it was a lot to take in. It was great, though. I feel like I need to go back and watch it again. I wasn't quite paying attention enough to get all of the little details. The thing I don't understand with this show is with so much going on and them delivering each week, why are the ratings so low? They get terrible ratings. I don't understand.
They always do. Yeah. And I feel like Beverly Hills needs to take note because they had a hot season that was about a dog. Yeah. And then Erica's whole storyline this time was about her house. Each of these women individually have got really good storylines. You've even got the storyline within the storyline, like Lenny wanting Lisa back. So the storyline isn't just the divorce. It's now that he now wants her back. He was the one that left. So it's wild. There is so much going on. I hope the season keeps going. It's really like keeps this momentum because it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't have anything other to say than it's good. Like, it's that simple. I want to see more.
Yeah, same.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.